Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Book 2, Chapter 3. The long workday was over. Wade headed to John F. Kennedy International Airport in the city's borough of Queens. To get there, he was driven past Forest Hills, an area he knew well, having once dated a girl who grew up in this upper-middle-class, mostly residential neighborhood. It was a one-way argumentative relationship. She was tough on the ears. Also, this girl was a key-dropper. Dating can be noisy. The area did not only hold unpleasant memories, for, as a child, his grandfather had brought him to experience the game of tennis, as it was once played in the United States, on grass. Forest Hills had a great tradition of tennis, with Forest Hills Stadium having hosted the U.S. Open until 1978, and the West Side Tennis Club offering pristine grass courts for its members. "Grandfather is a loyal club affiliate to this day," he reminded himself. As his vehicle approached the airport, he thought of what had transpired earlier that morning when accepting to help Walsingham locate the precious item he longed for. Jenny had verified his new client's credentials and processed the usual 50% upfront deposit against his total fee. Wade was intelligent with money. He wasn't cheap. Cheap is dumb. He was frugal. Frugal is smart. He was always willing to pay what needed to be paid, but nothing more. Value for money. Ever generous with charitable donations, he only chose organizations and foundations with proven records for high efficiency. No waste. He hated waste. Waste in all forms were an anathema to him. Waste of time, energy, opportunities, education, friendships, love, etc. Financially comfortable, as he liked to put it, Wade had amassed a fortune since the age of 16. Hard work, long hours, and intelligent decisions put him on the road to success, and whenever he faced a fork in that road, he usually chose the correct path. "Keep mistakes to a minimum," he continuously reminded himself, "and when one is made, learn from it." Arriving at the airport, his driver stopped adjacent to the appropriate terminal, allowing Wade to carry his compact overnight luggage towards the designated security area without delay. Wade was early. He liked being early. Jenny had prearranged the many details of his flight. This allowed him to avoid most of the frustrating steps associated with modern air travel and rapidly escape the low-pitched rumbling and high-pitched squeaking sounds of rolling suitcases. Once past security, he quickly headed towards the premium seating lounge to take advantage of its many services, on the grid. The hour-long wait before boarding permitted Wade to delve into the materials sent to him by Walsingham. He had perused the documents and images earlier that afternoon and discussed their contents with Jenny, who herself had meticulously reviewed everything. The information was mostly general, until he reopened a folder that described in detail the object of his search. The reading and viewing were fascinating. He remained amazed that the burial gown he sought was a dress worn over 4 centuries ago by one of the most famous monarchs in history, Queen Elizabeth, the first of that name.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-218-6010. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-218-6010. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-218-6010.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette. The History of North America series has commissioned artist Isabel Prince to produce a collection of original one-of-a-kind artworks with certificates of authentication to reward our wonderful Patreon members. Each abstract piece is directly inspired by the themes, characters, geography, or topics covered in our episodes. Check out this special collection. The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.